You are listening to Friends of the Earth Europe's show at We Are Your Radio.
And I'm Paul.
And welcome to the Real World Radio Europe, a show bringing together what's going on in more than 30 national member groups of Friends of the Earth Europe.
With the European section of the world's largest grassroots environmental and social justice network, Friends of the Earth International.
Today we're going back in time to celebrate 10 years of Young Friends of the Earth Europe, the continent-wide autonomous youth network of over 20 groups, which is a radical voice of Friends of the Earth Europe.
We reached out to people who've been so important to Young Friends of the Earth Europe over the years to hear their stories, what inspired them, what made them laugh. And we begin at the beginning with Sophie, Job and Susie back in 2007.
Hello, I'm Susie. I'm from Germany and currently working at Friends of the Earth Europe, and I'm coordinating our climate justice and energy program for a little while. So it's quite a long time ago. I was really one of the few people who started everything. So that was in 2007 and even before that, where we had actually already, when I was still a volunteer in the Bundjugend, Young Friends of the Earth Germany, when we had the idea actually how about a European Bundjugend? So to bring many different young activists together from across Europe.
So my name is Job and I am from the Netherlands. And I first got involved with Young Fo actually at the very, very first meeting. What was it? The AGM in... God, where was it? Czech Republic? Or was it... Yeah, must be. And I was a board member for Young Friends of the Earth Netherlands. And there was this great idea of starting Young Friends of the Earth Europe. And we went to the AGM. To tell old folks, Friends of the Earth, that this was a really good idea. So, yeah, that's me.
So my name is Sophie. I'm from Wales originally, but the last 10 years I've been living outside of Wales, in Brussels. So the first Young Fo activity I took part in was at the very, very start, and that was the UPEC. In Berlin in the summer of 2007. And UPEC was a really big conference organized with 150 youth from all over Europe, organized by Young Friends of the Earth Germany. And that's where I met like people from Friends of the Earth and Young Friends of the Earth for the very first time. And then later in 2008, I actually moved to Brussels and I joined the office of Friends of the Earth Europe, where I became the second intern to coordinate Young Friends of the Earth, and then that led into a staff post. So I was coordinator of Young Friends of the Earth for a number of years.
I think for me, I was involved a bit in the steering group of Young Friends of the Earth for quite a few years, and I think the whole leading up to Copenhagen was really, really, really great. And what I thought in particular was that we did a lot of training. You know, we got a group together that stayed together for about a year. And we went to some intersessionals in Bonn and we did really cool things together. And we grew as a group, and that had its climax during the Copenhagen COP, where we did just amazing actions and we did just amazing things together. And I think that was also because we had such a strong group together. So yeah, that inspired me a lot.
I think I'm lucky that I've got so many moments that like inspired me. I think probably the thing that stays with me is just like how I felt when I went to that first ever meeting, the first ever UPEC, because I was 22 and I'd never been to an activity like that outside of my home country. And just, I don't know, I think I was like so overwhelmed. I was so emotional. I was kind of so shocked that there were other people like me from other countries who were caring about the same things and working on the same things. And I just like, you know, I had all sorts of different emotions, and sometimes scared, sometimes didn't know what to say, super excited, like laughed a lot. And then that just always stays with me with every single meeting or every single event that I organized subsequently, whether that was for Young Friends of the Earth or for Friends of the Earth groups. It's just kind of that memory of what it feels like to be doing this for the first time, and for like the inspiration, the excitement that collaborating with people from different countries from you on the things you care about, like that, what that brings to us.
I still remember when we went to the first AGM, the annual general meeting of Friends of the Earth Europe in 2007, so when actually everything began with the first meeting, and we created a kind of a formal resolution with the few people, great people from a few countries who were there, and we read it out loud, and then everyone at the AGM congratulated and was applauding. And since then I felt it was kind of the moment of maybe the birth of Young Fo, or maybe the start of the birth, the pregnancy, I don't know. But that was a great moment to have. And just a few months later, if I remember correctly, we were really in a privileged position to have some money and to hire an intern. So the first intern was Job from the Netherlands. And then just a bit later, because Job had to leave, it was Sophie. And yeah, gratefully, Sophie really then built up Young Fo, and it was very great to work with them. So that was really the beginning where I'm very proud of to be part of it.
I mean, I have like another really funny memory, which is when we were in Copenhagen, and we were staying in this super strict youth hostel. And a few times we'd already been threatened that we were going to get kicked out of this youth hostel. And this was during the UN climate talks in Copenhagen, where there was like tens and hundreds of thousands of people in the city. And there was a huge amount of hype. And Young Friends of Earth Europe was organizing the Act Now project. And actually that project is how Young Friends of Earth sort of first started to get working groups. It's really from Act Now that we developed a climate justice working group, and also developed a communications working group. So it was a really important project for us. And again, we'd gone to Copenhagen with a group of about 40 people. We were staying in this super strict youth hostel. And we had really set up some really great teams who were all doing different work. And there was an action team, and they were preparing different actions every single day. And one action that they were preparing, it was to go on a greenwash tour with Via Campesina. And so Young Fo was responsible for one stop on the tour where they had to do an action which was around greenwashing. So of course, like total Young Fo style, they were up all night long painting banners with green paint in the youth hostel. And the youth hostel had this really like plush blue carpet throughout the whole corridor. And they'd left the banner to dry like overnight, and I was like super worried about this. The next morning everything was like fine, the banner had dried, but as they were like leaving to run like in a rush to go to this action, like they'd left the paint can with like this green paint and like kicked it over, and it went like literally all over the floor in the corridor on this carpet. And everyone was like, yeah, but we have to go to the action. We have to go to the action. So they like literally all like just went to the action with the banner and left this green paint there. And I wasn't there at the time. I was like at an early morning meeting. So I got a phone call, and I had to like run, like get on the bus and run back to the venue to try and see what we do, because I was like, I was certain we were going to get kicked out of the youth hostel. Like this was the final straw. So I got there, and when I got there, there was Job from Young Fo Netherlands there, and he was like, I think he was like in his pajamas, because him and a few people had like got pig flu, so he was there like with a bucket in his pajamas, like really sick, like trying to clean up this carpet with the green paint. So, I mean, it was like all sorts of emotions, but also like absolutely hilarious. And I loved that like Young Fo kind of got its priorities straight. It was like, we go on the action no matter what. We might have like covered the youth hostel with green paint, but And in fact, it was actually fine. It was washable paint, and we collectively managed to clean it all up. It was like completely miraculous, but it still makes me laugh.
I was thinking about that a lot, but it also dates back from kind of the beginning of Young Friends of the Earth, where I think at some point, so we had the AGM, and then a few months later in Berlin, there was the UPEC. And the UPEC was a crazy international conference of 150 people, 30 different European countries that came together. And we had decided to organize a Young Friends of the Earth meeting at the last day of that conference. But the day before, we all got incredibly, incredibly drunk. It was, I think it's in my top 10 of drunk nights. I didn't have that many. No, anyway. I remember just us sitting with, what was it, 25 people around in a room, and everybody was, we had a really productive and nice meeting, and we saw the Friends of the Earth AGM as a more the conception of Young Friends of the Earth, and the UPEC, the birth of, you know, it was a very short pregnancy. But we were devastated after 5 days of conferencing and then drinking a whole night. And I remember Sophie Manson walking in while I was playing piano with a hangover, and it was it's kind of this weird weird like state we were all in. But anyway.
You are listening to Friends of the Earth Europe's show at Via World Radio.
Let's start with the name. I'm Savas Zolos. I'm a biologist. I became familiar with Friends of the Earth and Young Friends of the Earth back in 2007. And I am with Friends of the Earth since then. When I was in the camps that we did in Europe, in Berlin back in 2007, and after that in the countdown to Copenhagen, I don't know if you are familiar with this, it was like a huge climate tour that we did. It was initially in 2008, I think, in the European Social Forum up in Malmo, and then we proceeded in Poznan for the United Nations Climate Change Conference in 2008, and in Copenhagen. It was, for me, it was something huge that the Young Friends of the Europe did, a huge campaign. And I was actively involved in some of those activities in Europe. And I clearly remember back in Malmo, we were dressed, it was like thousands of people on the streets as part of the European Social Forum. And Young Friends of the Earth, we decided to do, you know, street action, flash mob and stuff. So we dressed up like animals, polar bears, penguins, and clowns, and several stuff. And we were protesting on the street, but at the same time, we're actually having fun, and we're, we're connecting with people. And you could see that all of us out there, young people across Europe, sharing the same passion for saving the planet and trying to do something about it. That was really amazing, and I think it was some of the best memories that I have from my participation in this network. And the experience had to do with young people and their ideas, and how they would like to share those ideas and those passions with the rest of the world without actually worrying about the details in the policy papers and what people are going to say if they see young people dressed like a penguin or a bear in the street. The only thing that concerned young people was to succeed the goal, to make people realize that climate change is actually taking place and that we have to do something about it. So yeah, that I think that was some of this experience and fun experience as well. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Matthew Keyes. I'm from the UK, and I was involved with Young Friends of the Earth from 2011 through to 2013, 2014, although I still follow what the group does because I think Young Fo is really inspiring, and I'm really excited to see what they'll do in the coming years. Well, I was involved in ReCap, which was a campaign for more sustainable, green and fair farming, which was going on around 2000. It was most active around 2012 when we were kind of pushing for a more fairer common agricultural policy. And we did an action, kind of a campaign, 50 days, 50 actions for a greener CAP. And what really inspired me there was just seeing how it was the first kind of campaign where I'd worked on it from the planning stage right the way through to implementing it. And then to see people from around Europe who were operating on really very little or no budget, getting these actions together and taking pictures and promoting them, and then being in Brussels, as I was at the time, being able to help share them and just seeing them coming in, it really was quite inspiring to see what you can do through just bringing young people together, or any people really, but bringing, in this case, young people together to work on an issue that maybe they didn't know much about, or they did know a lot about, but or whatever, they were just people who recognised that there was an important injustice here and that we could do something about it. I think that was really inspiring to see. But also, I think just actually in the years since I've kind of moved on and I'm not so active with Young Fo, I continue to be engaged with environmental issues. It's just seeing so many people who I knew from Young Friends of the Earth, seeing what they're doing now, what they've gone on to do, either in the environmental movement or in wider areas of life, and seeing how Young Friends of the Earth really has helped to kind of provide a space for young people to develop their interest in environmentalism and in social justice and environmental justice and these things. A funny story. I remember making hundreds of seed bombs and launching them into various unused plots of land in Berlin when we were doing a march in, felt like minus five or minus six, with the wind chill, dressed as cows. That was a fun moment. But mostly I just have a lot of memories, like in a summer camp in Orense in Galicia, laughing with lots of good friends there, and just having a really good time. It's not all fun. I mean, it's, you work hard, but I just remember laughing a lot till I cried. Couldn't tell you what it was about, but yeah, it's good. Good times.
So my name is Martina, and I come from Young Friends of the Earth, Norway. I've been involved with them since, I think, 2007, but I'm not really sure. It was sometime during high school. And then I got involved with Young Friends of the Earth Europe in 2011, after joining the Food and Agriculture Working Group. I mean, I have many memories. Some of them are very weird, and some are really inspiring, some... I think I've experienced so much with Young Friends of the Earth, so to pick out one memory is really tough. So the first meeting that I joined, it was in Berlin for the Food and Agriculture Working Group. We were joining this this big march, Wir haben es satt, I think it's called, like we had enough. So protesting against the current food systems. And it was my first meeting with Young Fo, and I remember really well the evening entertainment. Everyone wanted to make a musical, and they wanted to make an ABBA musical. And of course, since I was the only Scandinavian there, they gave me the leading role in this musical, and I can't really sing, so it was really fun. And then following the musical was playing with hula hoops and running around and It was really a lot of fun. And I remember, like, at the time thinking, whoa, these people are really crazy. But then, wow, this is so much fun. I want to join this again. One thing that meant a lot to me, and I think also to Young Friends of the Earth Norway, was when we hosted the summer camp in 2013. And then we had many activists coming from all over Europe and also all over the world to join us to fight the oil in the potential oil drilling in the Lofoten Islands. So we brought all, I think, around 100 activists up to the Lofoten Islands, and we had a whole week of fun and activism and learning. And I think for me, that was one of the most inspiring things I've experienced.
My name is Maruška Mileta, and I come from Croatia, based in Zagreb, and currently I work for Friends of the Earth Croatia, or Zelena Akcija in Croatian language. And I've been working here for more than 3 years, and before that I volunteered for 4 years. And most of my a lot of my volunteer time was at the same time also with Young Friends of the Earth Europe. I joined them when Youngful was 5 years old, back in 2012. And my first event was the Youngful AGM, which is the network gathering. And I have to say, I was quite terrified when I came, because it was the first event that I attended in, first international event of that kind. And also because I was a really different person back then. And I have to say that even this first event was quite a transformative experience for me and had a huge, huge impact. And that was 5 years ago, and now Youngful is 10 years old. And since then, I've attended, I don't know how many Youngful events, and participated in many experiences and activities throughout the years that enabled me to grow as a person in my own way. I think in general, what stayed with me from Youngful is that it showed me what real solidarity is, especially female solidarity, because I think Youngful is actually a really strong network of female activists. And for me, it felt really like a safe space as a woman. Because in this space, we could challenge power and privilege and spaces that are predominantly male. And this really made me feel strong and empowered, and really helped me, like I said, grow and turn into, I think, a much stronger person than I was at that first Youngful event that I attended. And definitely other things that stayed with me are friendships. I think I really in the network I made friends for life, and that helped me to learn so much throughout the years and to gain a lot of skills that actually now I can use in my current job, like organizing events, communication work, like thinking in big picture way about strategies and similar. And I think definitely for me the most inspiring events were summer camps. Especially I remember one summer camp which we had in Norway in 2013. That was quite the trip. Around 10 of us went from the Balkans, from Bosnia, Croatia, and traveled together on many different trains, and it took us about it was 40 hours to get to Oslo. And there we hopped on a train with 100 people, which Youngful Norway rented, by the way. They rented, I think, 4 wagons just for us, which was crazy. And we went up north all the way to the Arctic, islands, Lofoten, where there was a summer camp with 300 crazy young people. And it was really an amazing experience. It lasted for a week, but it left big, big imprint, I would say. And many of us remember it since now, because apart from many different amazing workshops, we had really crazy outdoor activities like climbing mountains in crazy rain and wind. But yeah, it showed us that the Norwegians are really strong people. And also probably attending events like the COPs, which is the UN Climate Negotiations, which was really, really difficult and hard work. We were sleep deprived for more than 2 weeks, but kind of some this energy of all the people, especially young people, I think held us throughout 2 weeks and just enabled us to do all the many actions. At sometimes we had 3 actions in 1 day, and really it was really inspiring period for me. In general in Yangpu we have a lot of we'll try to have loads of fun, but I remember 2 funny moments, and it's funny because so it was at Lehman Brussels event in 2014 where like half of us got sick, and it was just like out of a movie, one person starting to throw up and then 10 other people after. It wasn't hilarious at that time because it's not fun to be sick and to throw up, but looking back to it, it was pretty fun. And a similar thing happened to summer camp at the summer camp in France in 2015 when we went on a crazy boat trip to do an action, and there were such huge waves that half of the boat, like I don't know, 50 people or something, probably less, but something like that, were throwing up, and were really, really happy to reach the shores after. So yeah, I remember that probably forever.
We next heard from Julie from Austria, who was involved in the Food and Agriculture Working Group for many years and was in the steering group until last year.
Every time I attend a Yangpu event or meet up with some Yangpu people in any way, I get inspired. This bundled, unlimited motivation to make a change and the willingness to give absolutely everything to change our planet for the better blows my mind every single time. But the moment that really inspired me the most probably was attending my very first Yangpu event, a network gathering in Switzerland. I didn't know much about Yangpu when I arrived, and I left knowing a bit more and feeling like we actually have a chance in making a difference. A couple of years and many events later, I still feel that way. A funny story. There's only funny situations when Yangpu does things. Don't get me wrong, we do a lot of amazing work and desperately needed awareness raising and campaigning. But it always happens to be loads of fun doing so as well. Just imagine a couple of dozens young activists with relentless motivation to make the world a better place for everyone, in one spot, sleep deprived, trying to communicate in a language that not everyone is fluent in, making art, coming up with slogans, planning campaigns, drawing signs, arguing about potential political outcomes, etc., etc. Just imagine the laughter and giggles that result from that. But seriously, during Yangpu events, fun is guaranteed. I have to admit, sometimes we have been able to laugh about stuff only days or weeks after it happened. Like when everyone was sick and vomiting during one of our COP events in Brussels while doing a live link-up with another group of activists in Paris. Trust me, none of those people in Paris knew that people were turning green and running back and forth to the toilet while talking to us. Or when we were unsure whether we would manage to get hundreds of white t-shirts into the COP building during COP19 in Warsaw, and everyone was wearing 20-something layers of white t-shirts under their clothes through security at the entrance. Side note, we made it through and 800 people walked out of the COP dressed in white. And sometimes the situational comedy during Yangpu happenings is just incredibly funny. Like when someone tried to iron their screen-printed underwear by putting their bum as close to the campfire as possible during our last AGM. Side note, it didn't work. Or when we tried to fit 40 Yangpu with all their luggage into already packed public transport in Vienna. we were successful with this one. I'm telling you, come join YoungFo, we get stuff done and we are hilarious doing so.
My name is Emma Jane Garrity and I'm originally from Ireland, and I first got involved with Young Friends of the Earth Ireland, and then I had the opportunity to join Young Friends of the Earth Europe at COP19 in Poland in 2013. And yeah, I was really, while I was at that event, I was really inspired by the movement. We did this huge action where everybody walked out of COP, civil society walked out, and this was really coordinated by Friends of the Earth International. It was something very, very inspiring to be a part of. After COP19, after I left Poland and had met all of these wonderful, amazing, inspiring activists, I decided to join the Climate Justice Working Group with Young Friends of the Earth Europe and also the European Youth Climate Movement. And so I stayed active with those groups after COP. And then after that, I got involved. I started coordinating Young Friends of the Earth Europe in 2015. After our wonderful coordinator, Sophie Manson, had moved on to coordinate another project with Friends of the Earth Europe. And at that point, yeah, there was just me and the steering group and some working groups on all of our national groups. But I left the position in 2017, and we'd made the role much more sustainable and also managed to develop a second role, a second position. And so I stepped back and was supporting really inspirational and amazing young women to step up into these two new roles and lead on with the work. And yep, they're now continuing to inspire and create conditions for Young Friends of the Earth to flourish. A moment or a campaign that inspired me. I think the climate talks are something that YoungFo have had a really strong relationship with for many years. And I think we've brought an energy and enthusiasm and creativity that, you know, was a force to be reckoned with. The last major climate talk that we were at was in Paris, and this was incredible, and YoungFo really, really brought it. Like, we connected with grassroots communities, went out in the streets. We were present, like, both inside the venue, COP venue, doing actions every single day, connecting to local and affected communities, struggles all over the world, and working with Demand Climate Justice and other groups and other young people from across the world, and trying to raise awareness. And I think then we had this really strong presence on the streets with activists out working in creative hubs across the city of Paris and coming out, developing really strong messages, going out to, we did actions connecting to refugees and migrants, going outside asylum centers in Paris, connecting with grassroots communities, indigenous groups who were coming to the climate talks to talk. I think one thing in particular that stood out for me was when young people, I think three YoungFo activists, went to a side event at COP, which was being held around with a panel of indigenous leaders and social movement leaders from mostly Latin America, Central America. And not many people turned up. I think there was only the three of them that were there, maybe one other person. And they were devastated. And afterwards, they came back and we had a big conversation about, you know, the lack of emphasis or focus on these indigenous voices, these lived experiences. And we spoke about what were we going to do about it. And these activists went out, they contacted Lourdes, who is this amazing social movement leader, an indigenous woman from Peru. And they organized another event the following day so as that they could invite more young people to come and hear her stories. And young activists from YoungFo translated for her. And she inspired us. And it was just such a great moment for when voices were silenced by such a huge event. And YoungFo sought to address that and find ways, even small ways, like to amplify those voices. And that was something I think, yeah, very, very inspiring for me. In terms of like fun memories, I always think of cooking. And at a lot of our events, we come together around cooking, and it's always something we take time for. So whether that's cooking and going out and conversations and the discussions on what recipes we're going to use, where we're going to get those vegetables or fruit, and going around collecting them, coming back, peeling, talking about different activism happening in different countries. That's always something that really stands out to me. And also how we've worked with a lot of different people through cooking. So raising awareness in other ways and connecting with local community issues and groups. So working with activist kitchens, like at the summer camp in Scotland, or while we were at COP in Paris, or working with migrant or refugee groups as well, like at events in Brussels. And this was always a great way for us to connect with local activism and community grassroots groups and connecting our work. And we tried to do that like topically. So if the event was connected to specific issues, we tried to reach out to activists or activist kitchens or groups who could come in and talk with us about their work and engage with our event in that kind of a way, and also offer skill shares or sessions in open space. And that was always a wonderful opportunity and thing that people took an awful lot away from.
Yeah, so my name is Lawrence. I'm currently in the steering group, and I've been active for 3.5 years now, 4 years, mainly in the communication of events. And for the last year as an alternate in the steering group, and now as a full member of the steering group. And we're currently at the summer camp of Young Friends of the Earth in the Netherlands, nearby Groningen, the affected areas by the earthquakes caused by the gas extraction. And it's lovely here. I hope you can hear the crickets.
I mean, you can't see the sound, but I'm waving the microphone around in vain hope of trying to pick up some cricket noise. Thank you for pronouncing Groningen properly.
No problem.
I didn't trust myself. And could you tell us a bit about maybe what's going on with Young Foe these days? I mean, we've kind of heard up until around 2015 or so, but what's changed over the last couple of years, and what kind of projects are you working on now? Yeah.
I think so. The biggest change we as steering group, as last steering group has decided, and this steering group also decided and supported, is to change the course that Young Friends of the Earth Europe as an organization will take. So instead of, before we had European campaigns and really focused on how to make ourselves present at the EU, at various commission or organization, but now we want to really empower our network. So really focusing and you know, strengthening our national groups, and especially strengthening the cross-regional bonds between various national groups, perhaps even making clusters of themes or of areas, regions, where they can just work with each other and be more effective on that level than asking them to join on European campaigns. So that's a shift in focus that we did, and we're now currently mapping it out on how we can really implement it. So Kate, that we recently hired, is we're mapping out the network, what the needs are, what they're doing. So that's been a great help in trying to shift our focus to the national network. And besides that, we also have a project where we try to build capacity in European countries and also in African countries, and also trying to strengthen the bonds between our groups from Europe and Africa. And I've been hearing great stuff from it, and also that they're gonna have their own Young Friends of Europe Africa. So that's something we are very excited about, just young people being empowered. It captures the vibe of Young Friends of Earth really well. When I first was going to the first event of Young Friends of Earth, I asked my other activists from the Dutch branch, you know, what should I wear? Is it very formal? Is it non-formal? And they're like, yeah, no, don't worry, just wear a sweater. Everybody's cool with that. I was very nervous going to the first event, and I was sitting down having the dinner. Everybody was arriving, and I saw people rushing in, making so much noise. I was kind of, taken I was just surprised, and they were hugging each other and saying how long it's been that they not seen each other. And it really captured the vibe for me, because at that moment I knew, okay, these people have strong bonds between each other, even after not seeing each other for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And that makes it, for me, that captures the vibe and what triggered me to keep coming, because I had the same feeling at the next event, you know, hugging people and really feeling that connectiveness among each other. Well, even though you're from so different cultures, countries, and hobbies, interests, there's one thing that connects you together, and yeah, that was pretty awesome.
So what to do if you're considering Young Friends of the Earth Europe? Well, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, but most importantly, look up the contact details on our website and get involved in one of our working groups or join one of our events.
And if you're still not sure, here's some advice from Yuli and Emma Jane to finish on.
Just get involved. You won't regret it. Every person that joins us in our struggle for a just and sustainable future is very welcome and much needed. Try to contribute things you're good at. YoungFo is nurtured by the knowledge and the skills of many young people across Europe. Everything you can contribute is important. And try to find out which skills you would like to improve or acquire, and find people within the network you can do that together with. Because YoungFo is also a place for learning, improving, making mistakes, and growing through it. You should use that opportunity.
In terms of advice I might give to somebody starting to get involved, get involved. Get involved with YoungFo. It's definitely the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I've met some of my best friends, and it's something that's close to your heart. It never leaves you. It's part of my identity. And I think connecting with people, it's a different type of group. We connect together, we build relationships and trust, and we connect to struggles and issues happening all over the world. And in a way that a lot of other groups aren't doing, they aren't connected to those struggles at a grassroots level. And this is something that YoungFo prioritizes. We put front and center, and we educate people, we share knowledge and power. And it's run by and for young people. What more do you need?
This was Friends of the Earth Europe and Rio Radio.